Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to consider you to be with you, and especially when we got a guy like Ed Koff back on the show. I'm always excited about that. Ed is one of the co-founders of BMC Associates, and he and his partner work hard to help companies get the most out of their relationships they have, especially internally, right, Ed? That's one of the main things that you guys do, is especially in the area of partnerships and things like that.
Yes.
And so who better to talk to people about partnerships than somebody who has a partnership, right?
Well, we've learned a lot over the years through our own experience, and we really like sharing it.
And I know we're going to talk about negotiating, but before we do that, I want to ask you a question. Recently, I was talking with one of my Generation Y experts, and Donna Finn, by the way, who wrote a book on that generation, and she was talking about how much the very young generation, how much they're getting involved in entrepreneurship. And she was saying that one of the great things they bring to the table is their ability and their inclination to immediately do it with other people, to form companies with other people, that they really enjoy and thrive working in teams. And when she said that to me, I thought, okay, that when you take a team and you make it part of a founding a business, that's not a team anymore, that's a partnership.
That's right.
It is a team, but really it's the overarching relationship is a partnership. And so I got to thinking about that. How are these young people going to do? I mean, the partner dynamic is no different for a 22-year-old than it is for a 62-year-old. What do you think?
No, absolutely. But one of the advantages, I think, that these Generation Xers or Yers or whichever it might turn out to be, however, some of us older folks, is that they grew up in a world less focused on dog-eat-dog competition and more focused, right from when they were in school, on working together to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole area of partnership comes a little more naturally to them, but that doesn't mean it's not difficult and you don't have to work at it.
Well, it doesn't solve the issue of divergent values, which as you know, is one of the things that I think is the biggest impediment to successful partnerships, is when the values of the partners, let's just say there are two, the values of the two partners are not compatible, and all the things that you said is not fixing that.
No, that's right, and
that's human beings.
Right, and one of the reasons we try to work with people when they're starting their partnerships and focus right in on that issue of values. You can have certain divergences in values, but if they become too great, the real answer is you're not the right ones to be partners.
And when we talk about values, the big ones obviously are work ethic. Another one is the way you feel about dealing with customers, about your ethical behavior. Those are the big ones, aren't they?
Exactly, and how you deal with your employees,
yeah,
as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and what? So I just it's going to be interesting to me, Ed, as you and I, as part of this older generation, as we watch the young people come up and as they drop into these teams to form these companies. One of the classic examples is the Facebook development. With the different partners that are popping up out of the woodwork for Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
because he started out with these partners, and then their values diverged, and they broke up, and now they're trying to come back and get a piece of the action. I just, it's going to be interesting, isn't it, to see if this generation is very much more likely to form partnerships than your and my generation was, Ed. You know, it'll be interesting to see how that rolls out over the years, isn't it?
Well, you know, another element of that, too, is for young people who have been in family businesses, and it's now their turn in the next generation to take over the leadership.
Right.
That's partners with brothers and sisters mm-hmm. and cousins, and makes it even more complicated. So
right.
There are big challenges, but big opportunities.
Absolutely. Ed, hold on to that thought. Give us the website, please, Ed.
It's www.bmcassociates.com.
Bravo, Mike Charlie. bmcassociates.com, where you can find David Gage and Ed Koff's work there. David's is Ed's partner. David's also a member of our Brain Trust. Quick break, 20 till. Right back. We're going to talk about negotiating when we come back with Ed. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.